Natalie Harp, Donald Trump gave me the right to real health care. By Penny Starr on August 24, 2020. Natalie Harp, a woman who battled bone cancer, said on Monday at the Republican National Committee's 2020 convention that thanks to President Donald Trump she was able to try experimental treatment and credits it with saving her life. "About 5 years ago, I was the victim of a notoriously deadly medical error," Harp said. "I survived, but only to be diagnosed with a rare and terminal bone cancer." The Democrats love to talk about healthcare being a human right. But a right to what? Harp said. "Well, I'll tell you. To them, it's a right to marijuana, opioids, and the right to die with dignity, a politically correct way of saying assisted suicide. I was told I was a burden to my family and to my country, and that by choosing to die early, I'd actually be saving the lives of others by preserving resources for them rather than wasting them on a lost cause like myself. And when I failed the chemotherapies on the market, no one wanted me in their clinical trials, I'd make them look bad," Harp said. "They didn't give me the right to try experimental treatments, Mr. President. You did. And without you, I'd have died waiting for them to be approved." Now, with the coronavirus, everyone knows what that feels like to be waiting for a cure. "But we've only been waiting a few months," Harp said. "Just imagine what 2020 would have looked like, fighting for your life, without Donald Trump fighting for it too." Harp called Trump a patient advocate and warned about a Biden presidency. "In Joe Biden's America, China would control our drug production. We'd be one step closer to government-run health care. We wouldn't just be unable to keep our doctors. We'd be lucky if we could see any doctor. Even then, some of us would be denied care," Harp said. "For in socialized medicine, you don't beat the odds. You become the odds." Harp is an advisory board member for the Trump campaign. Follow Penny Starr on Twitter.